You know, we've developed a self-image concerning every talent, every characteristic, and every performance. Images we express like, I'm a lousy cook. You know, I can't boil an egg. I'm a good dancer. I have a great sense of humor. I have a terrible memory. I make smart business decisions. I'm a sensitive, warm person. I'm never on time. I can see it for you, but not for me. I'm a true Leo. I'm a born loser. Each of us is controlled by these mental pictures that we form. We can't outgrow these limits we place on ourselves. We can only set new limits within which we must live. And let me repeat that. We can never outgrow the limits we place on ourselves. We can only set new limits within which we must live. Our self-image determines the kind and scope of person we are in every walk of life. It is our life-controlling mechanism. Our self-image dwells at the subconscious level of thinking. And although the term subconscious mind has been used, often inaccurately, by non-professional people, it is much more correct to think of it not as a mind, but rather a level of awareness with very special characteristics and abilities. Let's imagine two levels of thinking and simplify them with titles such as the judge and the robot. The judge is the conscious level of thinking, responsible for collecting information from the environment, storing it in the memory cells, and making rational decisions. And the robot is the subconscious level of thinking, responsible for autonomic body control, such as breathing and heartbeat, and the storage of information and creative goal seeking. This subconscious activity can be compared to a robot autopilot, like that on an aircraft or a space vehicle, or a homing torpedo, which can be programmed in advance to seek a target, making onboard course corrections on the way. They are guided by highly sophisticated systems that seek the target unerringly through the use of continual feedback. The human brain operates in much the same way, but is far more marvelous and complex than any system man or woman could ever invent. Let's look at the relationship of the conscious judge level and the subconscious robot level of thinking. You know, the judge can't make a decision until clearing it with the robot. The robot checks its memory bank, which includes the self-image, and then replays available data back to the judge for action. It would seem natural that your judge would control your robot in kind of a master-slave relationship. But incredibly, just the reverse is true. The subconscious robot controls the conscious judge level of thinking, and action frequently takes place without consultation with the judge. But no action ever takes place without reference to the robot. The information that is fed into your robot's memory bank stays there. The billions of separate items of input over a lifetime are all there, awaiting retrieval. In other words, they can never be willfully erased by you. They can be overridden or modified over a period of time, but you are virtually stuck with them for life. While performing brain surgery on patients who were conscious under local anesthesia, Dr. Wilder Penfield of the Montreal Neurological Institute stimulated certain brain cells with a weak electrical current. Amazingly, he found his patients remembering experiences that had happened many years before, and not just remembering, but vividly reliving the experience. It was as if each person had a videotape recorder in his or her own head. One 35-year-old woman recalled her fifth birthday party in minute detail. She saw all the children around her in party hats. She remembered their faces and their names. She saw herself opening her presents, including a Dutch doll with wooden shoes. And she experienced blowing out the 5 candles on the strawberry angel food cake, which smelled delicious. And she made a wish, just like before. On the basis of this work, Dr. Penfield concluded that every event, sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch registers a pattern in the brain that remains long after the actual experience is consciously forgotten. More recently, brain research also has demonstrated that every imagined experience, repeated vividly, is also recorded in the brain before the event has ever really taken place. So we have both a replay and a preplay ability, a feedback and a feed-forward capability in the mind. And every moment of every day, we program our robot self-image to work for us or against us. Since it is only a mechanism having no judging function, it strives to meet the objectives and goals we set, whether negative or positive, false or true, wrong or right, non-dangerous or dangerous, losing or winning. Its sole function is to follow instructions based upon previous inputs, like a computer reading its disk and responding automatically. Behavioral scientists agree that your subconscious robot self-image can't distinguish between an actual experience and one that you have only vividly imagined. It stores emotional fantasies as your own reality. Therefore, you're full of prejudices. You're full of fears and Easter bunnies, and the world is flat-isms. Learn from your parents, peers, and the media, which simply are not true. Many of your everyday decisions are based upon information about yourself, which has been stored as truth, but is just a figment of your own imagination, shaded by your own environmental conditioning. It's as if each of us had within us a little programmable robot, like R2-D2, the one that filmmaker George Lucas invented for us in the Star Wars movie some years ago. But instead of R2-D2, we might more appropriately name our little robot self-image RU-Me-Too. And when people ask you why you behave the way you do, tell them that RU-Me-Too made you do it. My own answer is in the form of a poem about my self-image. I have a little robot that goes around with me. I tell it what I'm thinking. I tell it what I see. I tell my little robot all my hopes and fears. It listens and remembers everything it hears. At first, my little robot followed my command, but after years of training, it's gotten out of hand. It doesn't care what's right or wrong or what is false or true. No matter what I try now, it tells me what to do. You see, you're a slave to your subconscious robot, which houses your all-important self-image. If you try to make a change in yourself at the conscious judge level by using willpower, the change usually will be only temporary. Whenever your judge and robot come in conflict, the robot always stands the best chance of winning, unless your fears or desires are strong enough to override it. Any permanent change in your behavior should first involve a change in your self-image, and then your behavior will automatically follow.